unspoken. You know, we know. We know the pain, feel the pain, see the pain, hear, smell, fear it, live with it, and at times have learnt to love it. We follow it as it moves between those who also see it and those who don't yet sense it. Like the motionless red eyes which peer back through the bush late, late at night. The damage latches onto those nowhere near the crime scene. They live with it, whether they speak it or not, whether they deny or embrace it, acknowledge or laugh at it, it lingers for lifetimes, haunting you. Early on cold mornings, before the sun rises, while snores still sing. We know those belittling stares, which turn into lustful force. Know that your actions run deep, they sleep in the heart of unborn babies, toddlers who throw tantrums for no reason, teenagers searching for identity, adults with a burning sense of unbelonging, old people who have comforted grief for generations. You flirt, you desire, you hunt and conquer. We bruise, bleed and loathe. Some ignore, hide and deny. Others break, cry and scream alone. While they are the brave, we take back their power with grace and beauty. Walk tall and never look back. Not white enough, not black enough, yet a perfect shade of dishonor. We are your kin, your family, your sisters, mothers, and daughters. We are the storytellers. Whether or not the stories are told, we carry and protect them, lodge and reference them, better than any hospital or state library. Our records need no papers or seals. They are forever carved into flesh, rivers, trees, into the genes of families, towns and cemeteries. You breed it in your silence, nurture it in your entitlement. Sleep with eyes wide open as you learn to look at it out loud. Hold it as it weeps. Heal it in loving arms, knowing who owns the seed, your seed. We know, you know.